government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us against this worldwide transmission in the info war against tyranny. It is the 24th day of March 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Just popping in for the short time in the third hour to give us the latest updates from inside Tibet on what's developing there. Urgent Tenzin, basically with the Tibetan government in absentia, will be joining us to track some of the big new developments there, and they have been very important. We'll cover some of those before he joins us in this first news hour today. He's been joining us really about every 2 weeks on average now because so much has happened with the economy, and he's one of our best sources and experts and has quite a accurate track record of predicting different developments. And that is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, but he normally joins us about 20 minutes. He'll be with us for the entire second hour today, and we'll also open the phones up so you can ask questions of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, number 2 Department of Treasury, head of policy, father of Reaganomics, best-selling author, syndicated columnist. So he'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today. In the first hour and for the most of the third hour today, we will be covering the news and taking your phone calls, wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If you're joining us for the first time, you have found it. The front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. We understand the globalist crime syndicate. We understand their attack pattern, their operations, their blueprints, their program of enslavement and dehumanization and total domination. And we are doing our best as the organic response against tyranny to mobilize our fellow humans in the fight against a predatory class of our own race that is basically malfunctioning and engaged in a worldwide playland, wonderland, dreamland for psychopaths. Let's give you some of the news that's coming up today. Brown faces rebellion over hybrid embryo, human hybrid bill, crossing humans with other species. We'll also get into U.S. deploys nuclear sub to Persian Gulf. Overall, U.S. death toll in Iraq hits 4,000. That's a whitewash number. It was 15,000 2 years ago. Al-Qaeda deputy calls for strikes on U.S. interest, AFP says. Just like last week, a tape gets released, and it's just taken as proof. Talk about war propaganda, that Al-Qaeda is going to hit the European Union. So the CIA is going to hit the European Union, their bosses, their owners. Chuck Todd, media will let McCain get away with Al-Qaeda-Iran gaffe. We're going to be breaking that down. This is one of my pet peeves, and it's finally starting to get national attention. Ex-communist official accuses China of staging violent Tibetan riots. Ming claims demonstrators radicalized to justify his crackdown and forced Dalai Lama to resign. We'll break that down. Fed's rescue halted as derivatives Chernobyl. They say it halted a complete global collapse last week. That is the fox patrolling the hen house. We'll be going over that. Survey shows gas prices skyrocket to all-time high last week. Home sales rose. Prices fell sharply in February. Clinton calls for panel on housing woes, going directly to those who engineered this. She wants Robert Rubin and former Fed chief, of course, Alan Greenspan, to save us from them. Asian giants seen keeping U.S. trove despite dollar plunge. J.P. Morgan in negotiations to rare Bear Stearns bid from $2 to $10. Truckers going broke and threatening to strike. It's all coming up today. Ultra-massive transmission. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E-Products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OrgonProducts.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into the economy, what's happening militarily, major buildup, accelerating, expanding in the Persian Gulf and surrounding areas in the Middle East and Central Asia. I've also got a bunch of Big Brother police state news here. But since last Thursday, I've spent quite a bit of time talking about Comcast, it being reported on in the press that they're going to use cameras built into the cable boxes for facial recognition to make sure children don't watch violence on television. It's always for the children. And that this, of course, is a two-way camera, and they're going to track everything you do and your viewing habits and then tailor advertising for you. That's the at least cover story. And that's, they always fund their police state by having a mechanism to make it pay for itself. And that's how we went into Big Brotherville. In fact, I was thinking about it this morning. We are, at the point of surveillance at least, more in a 1984 society than the individuals living in George Orwell's fictional 1984 when he wrote that in 1948. We are under greater, more detailed, everyday surveillance than Winston in 1984. Just want that to sink in. And the masters of our society, the social planners, the social architects, they have been lovingly, I use that term, it's an art form to them, tyranny and abuse and domination and control. And I mean, they bring a certain neurotic, obsessive, compulsive genius to laying all this out and covering every base and setting up sub-propaganda programs for those that even escape their net. They get caught in other nets. The trillions of dollars spent in the Western world putting this grid into place, the slow implementation and incremental implementation of soft kill, biological, chemical operations against the people of the planet. And they argue, well, look at us. We're the elite. We know best. We were able to take over. We're able to organize this. We're able to do this. And the average person we enslave can't find their own country on a map, doesn't know their system of government, doesn't have the basic understanding of how societies operate, how elites operate, how business and mercantile ventures operate. And so it is our right as the elite, because we're in power, might makes right, through a social Darwinistic view, to not just dominate you and dumb you down, that's a means to an end, to finally retire you, get you out of your mindless living. What's the point of living if you're just a bunch of football watching, beer guzzling, pot-bellied, know-it-all tough guys strutting around, thumping your chest? We'll take a small portion of your number and integrate you into the military, brainwash you, shave your head, give you your devil tats, merge you into a group of illegal aliens and aggravated felons, and you can be part of the new force, but only for a time. We're in a transition into the technocracy right now, into the robotic extermination grid. The control grid, as the Pentagon calls it. A control freak's paradise where there are endless levers and buttons to push and endless programs to be overseen, the great enjoyment and satisfaction by a job well done as they mutate and dumb down and exterminate us. But think about it. We are more surveilled, and the systems are being put into place and being activated to make us not just more surveilled than 1984, we've just crossed that meridian in the last few years, but to be hundreds of times more surveilled. The passive cameras that are in the bathroom, it's all part of the Big Brother's humiliation, all part of that, you know, that feeling of no privacy in the bathrooms, didn't shout orders at you and track your psychological mannerisms and facial expressions. A human had to do that in 1984, and that made it tough because you never knew when they were watching. Well, in this system, they're always watching because the computers are doing it. And then it's all just put into the aggregate, into your file, into different bars and charts and graphs for your exact type and how to deal with you and how to counter you and how to sell you and how to torture you. When you're strapped down many years from now being tortured by the local technician, but it'll all be humane because the computer will be telling them what to do and what procedures to take. They'll have every purchasing choice you made, every website you visited, all of it integrated into your exact psychological type and exactly what your room 101 is. What will break you? And many of you that have served this system will wonder why you're being tortured, and you're going to find out it's because they decided in your psychological profile that you were just happy and creative. And even though at one level of your psyche you submitted to them, at another level you were rebelling subconsciously against them, and they didn't like it. And you'll squeal and beg and plead and apologize as they're torturing you. Of course, at the end of the day, they will scientifically analyze themselves and already have and say, well, we built this scientific grid to please ourselves. We really just like to torture you. We're the priest of power, and we've built a paranoid, backstabbing, torturing system so that we could basically have a system that could never be overthrown, so we could go to extremes of evil that had never been seen before, because we are pioneers of evil. We are trailblazers in stomping on the human soul, on taking everything innocent and tearing it limb from limb, because to us, that is beautiful. That's what they'll say to you. And I've studied, you know, you learn a lot about the elite, about their art, through their art. Many years ago, I was doing a search on Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I was making martial law back in 2004, 2005. And I spent days just searching, deep searches on Schwarzenegger and in non-filtered search engines. And I found more and more of his art. And then once I found out about his art taste, I was able to search under Schwarzenegger's taste in art. And, of course, I found that British lords, it's their favorite, and many of our politicians, and they have private art displays in their homes, wings of their homes, because the general public can't see this. And it's all Hellraiser stuff. But it's real. It's x-rays of dead babies. It's up-close photos of dead children. It's little girls, soft porn of 8-year-old girls in Nazi uniforms with their legs spread. You can find pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger flying to Germany just to see these art displays. Can you imagine getting on an airplane and flying on his own personal Gulfstream jet from California? What is that, like 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 miles, just to look at pictures of 10-year-olds with maggots on their face. To them, children being torn limb from limb is beautiful, their guts flopping out and splattering all over the ground. To me, it's absolute horror, and I feel the dark force growing. I feel it surging. I see it manifesting. And every fiber of me wants to resist it, wants to engage it, wants to tear it down and break it, because it's a danger to innocence. I love purity and honor and truth. I love beauty. I love innocence. I love to see innocence flourish. I love fields of flowers and all their little delicate designs and even the blemishes on the flowers as they near their end is even more beautiful. And the clover. The globalists like to see that burned with fire. And they come for you. They've already taken your psyches, your souls, your minds. Many of you where you can't even understand me now. They are waging war on you. First, they train you to be cynical. And they train you to not care about your neighbors. Because once they've done that, your neighbors aren't going to care about you either. And now you can be easily targeted. Now the wolves have isolated you. And they take our young men and they make them falsely imprint. All young men want to be warriors, want to defend the tribe. They take that and they show them images of evil. They take them and they show them suits of evil. They take them and they show them models of evil, idols of evil, systems of evil. They tell them that is manly, that is strong. And they imprint on that evil. And their journey towards the dark side is complete. All right, I'll stop ranting. And I'll get into the financial news and a lot more on the other side.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Things going on in the world.
Babies dying, mothers crying.
How much oil is one human life worth?
And what happened to peace on earth?
We believe everything that they tell us.
They're gonna kill us, we better kill them first.
But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill.
How much is that soldier's life worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
5+ years into a war that will go on for 50 plus years, according to official Pentagon plans. They were never coming back. They were never leaving. Yeah, they won't lie to me. Not on my own damn TV. See, they have the public version of things, the public simulation of news and true information. And then they have the reality. And they don't hide that because policymakers and the rest of them have to go off of it. And it's all right there in front of everybody. In fact, I wanted to play this clip, and I forgot to ask you, John, do you have the NBC little clip where he's talking about John McCain not knowing the difference between Shiite and Sunnis, John? Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that first before I get into the war news, because people wonder why I've made such a big deal about this. The general public, including John McCain, doesn't even know who the supposed enemy is. And this reporter makes a good point when he's on there on the morning show Sunday discussing the fact that John McCain really does know that Iran is an al-Qaeda. Because on the talk radio circuit and domestically in the U.S., every day, the news is saying Iran is al-Qaeda and that Iran is training al-Qaeda. And Bush has said that. So let's go ahead and roll it.
John McCain has been traveling in Europe and in the Middle East. Had some problems when he was in Jordan. He talked about al-Qaeda being trained by the Iranians. And then Lindsey Graham, who he was with, and then Joe Lieberman both tried to say to him, al-Qaeda is Sunni, not trained by the Shiite Iranian government. Does that kind of stumble hurt a McCain candidacy?
Well, what's odd about the stumble is that is it a stumble or was it this talking point that he'd been using for actually a couple weeks or over a week where he was talking about sort of almost blurring that the enemy of Al Qaeda and the enemy of the Shia trained Iranians and sort of blurring them as one enemy. And the question is that he truncated it to the point where he ended up misspeaking. The problem, of course, McCain has is that he can't, you know, he doesn't want to make it so that he forgot it for a minute. You know, he's, because of the age issue, he can't ever look like he's having a senior moment. So instead.
And that's right. That's NBC's political director, Chuck Todd, with Tim Russert. But it's 1,000 times worse than this. Literally. When I say 1,000 times, it's even worse than that. It isn't just that the media and the Pentagon lies and keeps saying. I mean, you ought to hear Armed Forces Radio. I tune into it sometimes on the internet. Or you ought to hear these kind of neocon talk networks they've got, like USA and the rest of them. I mean, they will constantly say, Iran's backing al-Qaeda attacks on our troops. And I hear it on talk radio every day. We got to nuke Iran. They attacked us on 9/11. They're with al-Qaeda. Because an average American doesn't even know what a Muslim is. They can't find Iraq much. And I keep making this point because it's true. The average American can't find the U.S. on a map, folks. So that's who McCain's talking to. That's who Rush Limbaugh's talking to. It's just like the Washington Post and scores of other publications came out last week and said victory for the Second Amendment. Supreme Court, during the oral arguments, sounded like they're going to rule in a few months for the Second Amendment. You actually read what the Supreme Court said. You read the White House brief. You read the supposed pro-gun brief. And they're all anti-gun and so they can ban whatever guns they want. But, I mean, how are you going to get people that are mesmerized, literally, keep using that term, because they are brainwashed by the television? I don't mean figuratively. The flicker rate is MIT designed to put you into a dream state. You are in a dream state when you're watching television for more than about 10 minutes. I'll finish up when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever, on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We're back live, my friends.
Well, you may throw
Scott,
your
Carl,
hide your hand.
Mark, Jared, Bill. We'll get to you here in just a moment. Running through some of the news and just finishing up this McCain situation. Every time they internationally when Mohammad Karzai, the appointed dictator of the drug production facility known as Afghanistan, drugs went up twofold, fourfold, eightfold, tenfold, record opium, marijuana, all of it just all pouring in right now out of Afghanistan, flooding the streets. U.S. troops publicly come back and say, yeah, we just guard poppy fields all day. And they go out and destroy the few rival groups that aren't paying their cut or supplying it onto our government C-130s for export to Europe and the United States to you and your family's veins. But Mohammad Karzai was, well, the first time it happened a few years ago, he was at a big Middle East summit, and a bunch of White House officials kept talking about how Iran is backing Al-Qaeda, Iran is running the insurgency against you, and Karzai knew how insane this looked on Middle East television, and he said to the envoys, no, that's not true. Iran actually fights against Al-Qaeda. It's a different group. They're Shiites. They've actually been helping us to go after Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And then he was at the White House at a press conference, and Bush said, well, Mohammad Karzai has been doing a great job. We played the clip. We ought to dig it out. Fighting Al-Qaeda and fighting Iran. Iran keeps backing Al-Qaeda. And Karzai just publicly said, Mr. President, you mean the Sunnis. You mean Saudi Arabia. And Bush said, no, you are, this is a quote, no, you are wrong. They are Al-Qaeda. This has been a big issue. Everybody knows this. But the only time it becomes a news issue is if they say it in an international forum. You see, that's domestic propaganda for the dumbest, most gullible, stupid, spoiled, rotten people on earth. And I mean that on average, not all of us, here in the good old USA. By the way, don't be insulted if you're a good old boy or a know-it-all liberal or conservative driving along and you hear that and you don't like this guy saying we're dumb. Look, the test scores show it. We're the dumbest people on earth. And it's not just education. We've been fed the largest continuous diet for three generations now of sodium fluoride alone and IQ-reducing vaccines filled with mercury, which is a chemical lobotomy by design. Got all the government studies on that. They don't advertise them. And so we really are stupid, too. I mean, it was all done by design. We have been attacked. I mean, I'm sorry that's hard for you to believe, but you need to wake up to that. We had 1 in 33 having cancer 60 years ago, and now it's 1 in 3. And the National Institutes of Health and the rest of them are saying we're about to be 1 in 2. I mean, getting cancer is like getting a cold now. Getting diabetes is like getting a cold. Eugenics, you better learn what it is. That's your life. Everything you live, everything you do, everything the corporate Fortune 100 and their directed Fortune 500 do is about carrying out their great work. Do you read me? Do you understand? And so this is a big deal. The fact that Americans, still about 35% in polls, believe Iraq attacked us on Iran. Remember Bush on purpose would be talking about bin Laden. He'd say Saddam Hussein, and then he'd act like it was an accident. That's all done on purpose. They treat you like total idiots. But they know that you're starting to get out of line. That's why they have the microwave guns ready for you. That's why they've got the riot police. That's why they're doubling and tripling the size of the SWAT teams. Because they know we're shifting into being a huge third world country. And third world countries that have always been in squalor aren't too upset about it. But you're going to remember how people used to live. That's why they don't like to show you the old TV shows. Well, it'll even be more so in the future. In other news, U.S. deploys nuclear sub to Persian Gulf as American nuclear submarine has crossed the Suez Canal to join U.S. fleet stationed in the Persian Gulf, Egyptian sources say. Press TV reports. Egyptian officials reported that the nuclear submarine crossed the canal along the destroyer with the destroyer on Friday, and Egyptian forces were put on high alert when the Navy convoy was passing through the canal. An American destroyer recently left the Persian Gulf, heading towards the Mediterranean Sea. Earlier Thursday, a U.S. Navy rescue ship crossed the canal to enter into the Red Sea. The deployment comes as recent reports allege that U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney is seeking to rally the support for Middle Eastern states for launching an attack on Iran. They're doing it now. Now, remember, they got two aircraft carriers pre-positioned, had a third steaming in as 9/11 happened into the Persian Gulf. They massed more than 40,000 U.S. troops, close to 20,000 British troops in four nations surrounding Afghanistan. It was a six-month buildup. And they went around in the week before getting approval to launch an attack on Afghanistan. By approval, consulting. At least saying, hey, we're going to do this, heads up. And they're doing that again. Now, with the economy plunging like it is and nearing the election and a lot of other factors that enter in on this and total confidence in the government collapsing as the people wake up to who they're dealing with, they're at least seeing the surface, which is horrifying alone. If they knew the depths of these people, no one would be sleeping at night. You'd be ripping your hair out on your knees asking God to forgive you if you had any idea who these people are and what their main goal is. I mean, I know you have an idea, but I mean, if you really consciously let it sink in. See, this isn't hyperbole. It isn't exaggeration. This is real. These are the folks that brought you Mao, Hitler, and Stalin. They are now among us. They have now built their system. But they're in a lot of political trouble. And they are strongly considering, as White House memos have been showing, how great it would be if bin Laden would just attack us again and how that would put everything back on track. I mean, those are public memos. Wink, wink. They don't even veil it. Gary Hart writes letters to Ahmadinejad saying our government stages terror attacks. Don't think because 80% of the public in polls don't want to attack you that we won't manufacture a provocation. I mean, 8 months ago, he wrote a public... See, because they know the dumbed-down public doesn't read letters. So they may start publicly announcing they did 9/11. And I say that halfway sarcastically, but it may come to that. but just put it in writing knowing the public doesn't read. I mean, Hart basically did that. And he was on the CFR board setting up Homeland Security years before it was put into public activation. All right, I said I'd go to calls. We'll go to him. It's just, if there's a staged attack in the next few months, I just want the listeners to go, wait a minute, they massed all the fleets, Cheney ran around getting authorization from the Arabs to attack, they made all these preparations. How do they always make preparations right before the terrorists attack us? I mean, can cops out driving along in your squad car, can you maybe put 2 + 2 together? I mean, come on. It's your future. It's your children's future. I'm sorry psychopathic killers run our government. The president's grandfather was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. I know you were taught Nazis are cool and their uniforms look cool and, you know, they're always kind of glorified in the movies as really tough guys, but this is serious stuff. You know, piles of dead bodies to the sky isn't cool. Unless you're a maggot or a buzzard. And the people running our society really are birds of carrion. They're wreckers. They destroy societies. They implode civilizations. They bring in crises and always offer the next solution. U.S. deploys nuclear sub to Persian Gulf. Overall, U.S. death toll hits 4,000. Associated Press, I quit researching it 2.5, 3 years ago. It was 15,000 plus U.S. troops had died, and that's an official number, but they don't count unless you die in country. If you're being medevaced out to Germany or England or the U.S., you don't count if you die a month later in the U.S. or in Germany you know, they fly out, you're in a coma, your head blown in, shrapnel in your brain. You die of infections a month later. That doesn't count. Just like every other major federal number's cooked. It was 15,000 a couple years ago. I don't know what it is now. We need to go research that. There have been some reports on it. But another lie. Just, I mean, it was 3,000 like 2 years ago. You think it's been another 1,000? The overall U.S. death toll in Iraq rose 4,000 after four soldiers were killed in a roadside bombing in Baghdad, a grim milestone that is likely to fuel calls for withdrawal of American forces as war enters its sixth year. Al-Qaeda deputy calls for strikes on U.S. interest, agency French Press says. Bloomberg, Al-Qaeda deputy commander Ayman al-Zawahiri today called, by the way, he's been killed more than 10 times. Again, they practice that. That's done on purpose where they keep announcing he's killed and then they keep re-announcing. That's to set the precedent. See, McCain's setting a precedent of saying Iran's Al-Qaeda. See, it's about just setting a precedent where they just lie all the time and we just kind of go, those of us in the know go, well, that's what they do, then it loses its effect. See, they're setting precedents here. So a guy they've killed more than 10 times against U.S. and Jewish threats in an audio address released on the Internet, and then it admits that no one knows later if it's even him, but the headline says it's Al-Qaeda. And on the financial front, gas prices skyrocket to all-time high. Look at this. Home sales rose. Prices fell in February. And it says home prices continued to plunge, but sales went up. But if you read the numbers, it's $100,000, $200,000 houses as people leave million and $2 million and $600,000 houses and go into the lower price bargains. After falling for six straight months, sales of existing homes posted an unexpected increase in February, which may have reflected more aggressive price cutting by sellers in some parts of the country. A real estate trade group reported. The National Association of Realtors said the sales of existing homes rose 2.9% in February to a seasonal adjustable annual rate of 5.0 million units. It was the biggest increase in a year and caught economists by surprise. They had been expecting a small decline. But it goes on to talk about huge price fall. Clinton calls for panel on housing woes. She wants former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin and former Fed Chief Greenspan to, quote, fix it, to give us recommendations. As I said, when they implode all this, they will then pose as the saviors when they engineered it all. Okay, let's go to calls. Scott in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. My question is on Comcast. I was listening to your program last week, and you were saying where you got that information from. I'd like to read about it. Where did you hear about the Comcast information?
It's in my stack. I'll have to dig that out for you. It was the TV news source that reports on industry, inside industry activities. If you want the government site and university site about the illegal DNA database at birth of your children going to Homeland Security, I happen to have that on the top of my stack. That's the NNSGRC, the National Newborn Screening and Genetic Resource Center. If you give me a moment, I can probably find that other story. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so I got the NSGRC, and I'll wait for the other one. But
here it is. I've got it. It's okay. NewTV.com.
NewTV.com?
Yes.
Okay. Great. I like to read about that.
Headline, Comcast to start watching you. But again, that's already been announced by Yahoo, Google, Microsoft the last 3 years. It's just that they're now getting into implementation even in cable boxes. And of course, Chicago Tribune on the TiVo, tracking everything you watch. Remember that, Chicago Tribune with the Janet Jackson? Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I remember hearing about that back in the day.
I'm just giving you more sources, yeah.
Now, here's another thing I want to talk about. I got that written down. The other thing was they're starting to report a lot of positive news on the economy, and they're starting to say that, you know, like you're saying, the houses.
Okay, you're calling me on Skype. I got to let you go. You're calling me on an IP phone. It's not working. Let me try to break down. Yeah, they're hyping that the economy is wonderful. They've been doing that for the last 2 years. We've been in a recession since the late 60s. That is, real standard of living has been going down. Dollar value has been going down. They've just trained us that debt is freedom and brought us into a new economy. Now that bubble is popping, but it's been deepening the last 2 years. So no one was buying their hype about how everything was wonderful. So a month ago, they decided to switch gears and say, okay, the economy's bad. And then it did seem to have some effect now in the last week when they started announcing the economy is wonderful. But if you really read the actual breakdown of the, it's just more propaganda. So I'll try to comment on some financial news when we get back. Then we'll talk to Carl, Mark, Jared, Bill, and others. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Look, Dr. Roberts is joining us at the 8 after, so for the next 10 minutes, we'll just take your calls. There's no point in getting into the economy till he joins us. for a full hour. Then we'll go to Tibet to give you a report on the new developments there. And I want to really get into the facts, the evidence of how we're in a worse Big Brother system now than we were in the fictitious world of 1984. Also, from the United States to England, they're going to be taking the children. They've already started this over 6 years ago, but now the obesity rules are you've got to be as skinny as a rail or they will take your children. And they're going to phase that in, setting the precedent with children that look like self-propelled stomachs. And a lot of that's the diet, the food. It's not just the parents. It's the culture. It's what they feed in the, it's what they push in the schools. The government isn't competent at the lowest levels, and it's directed by evil to clean toilets. So, again, you go to Satan to save you from obesity. It's any excuse to get in your life. It's a total control freak nightmare. We're going to be getting into that, too. The government announces, you're overweight, we take your kids. Your kids are overweight, we take them. Carl in Montreal, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks, Alex, taking my call. I had a couple things I wanted to bring up. There's somebody here that I know who was telling me a story about this woman last week, or was taken to the hospital after having a seizure, and they beat her up and had bruises. He had photos of it, and then they lie and try to say that she's crazy or something, this woman. I don't know if you'd be interested in looking at it.
Well, I mean, I've seen all sorts of videos like that where you call the police and then they come and you go to jail and they chain you down and taser you in the back repeatedly. I mean, there's all sorts of it. It's all, this whole society's just unraveling.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd be interested because this woman, I mean, they're trying to commit her and say that she's crazy.
Well, that's the new system in the Canada and the U.S. is the fact they have a new designations of mental illness. If you believe there's a new world order, they're saying you're mentally ill and it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if Gordon Brown and George Bush called for it. It doesn't exist. I appreciate your call. Yeah, send me the info. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Blessing to you. You're ever in our prayers.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, a few things, so I'll try and be concise. I saw Al Jazeera saying that they got a new voice recording from... what's his name? Osama bin Laden. I was like, well, that's interesting. He raised from the grave for this special occasion. And it led me to believe that basically like in 1984, there was many truths, the media cartel, the media in Oceania, and there were other counterparts in the other parts of the world. So what I'm gathering
yeah,
is...
Yeah, no, it's Goldstein. Goldstein
yeah.
is always captured, always killed again, always resurrected
right.
again. If the pipes burst in your building... Goldstein did it. If your daughter
yeah.
gets on drugs, Goldstein did it. And no, I mean that's it. Bin Laden pops up, and with a new tape, and there's no certification, they just say it's real. Stay there.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it more. Well, I mean, they say that Iran is running Al-Qaeda. And that's the point I never finished. The thing that's 1,000 times worse than them just saying that is that our criminal government, admittedly, is running Al-Qaeda. And it's having Al-Qaeda attack Iran coast to coast. Al-Qaeda special ops work for our government. They're inside Iran.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be getting into the police state. We're going to be breaking down the latest developments in the economy, the attempt to resuscitate it that we're witnessing. By resuscitated, that just means extend the Ponzi scam onward, protect the bankers that orchestrated it, ensure that the middle class is destroyed. But Carl, no, we already talked to Carl in Montreal. We're talking to Mark in Georgia. He was bringing up last week. Yeah, Ben, I should have covered it. I didn't. It was so stupid, I didn't even mention it. I mentioned it earlier today. There's a new Al-Qaeda tape. Bin Laden, it's an audio tape released on the web. You could have any Arabic speaker get on there and say, I am bin Laden, I will kill you. And over again, it's been uploaded by the Intel Center, a known CIA front. It's run by two CIA guys. And then the computer experts at Wired Magazine looked at the computer stamping and said, that's an original video. And the Al-Qaeda video graphics that were laid onto it, the Adam Gadon stuff, that was uploaded at the same place as the Intel Center logo. I mean, they don't even care, folks. They just CG it right there and send it out. And then they don't respond when we put the stories out exposing them, by the way. It's so sick. Adam Gadon, the grandson of the head of the ADL. Oh, yeah, he's Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is really stupid. And so that's why it's such a big deal that we learned 4 years ago, then 3.5 years ago. I keep saying 4-3. I keep forgetting we've been there 5 years. 4.5 years ago, we learned it was in foreign press. And then about 4 years ago, it was in the New Yorker magazine. Seymour Hersh reported that real Wahhabi terrorists known as Al-Qaeda, the number three in Al-Qaeda, were running black ops into Iran all over the country, but mainly on Iran's western border with eastern Iraq, and that they were shooting police, bombing police stations, blowing up school buses. The same stuff Al-CIA to Al-Qaeda did under the KLA to get the Serbs to fight back. Now, in there, they set the Serbs up and then said it was a mass murder against the poor, sweet Albanians and then ethnic Albanians. There never any mention of how they were Muslims or were invading. And so, see, Muslim good 1 minute and then Muslim bad the next. And then now it's just the globalists are slick. They know that it's so over the top that our government is criminal and runs and created Al-Qaeda, and that they run the Al-Qaeda attacks, and that they're attacking Iran. But then they go on even further. They then say Iran is Al-Qaeda, while Al-Qaeda works for the government. I don't want to call it our government. It's not. I mean, that's so over the top. You try to explain that to your average insurance salesman or your average stockbroker, they just smile at you and say, America's number one, liberal. Shut up. And I'm like, no. It's not liberal or conservative. Somebody who's against the war, against Bush, isn't necessarily liberal. The Democratic Party's for the war. They own both parties. Sure they do. You know, that's the whole attitude. So it's just treating you like you're complete idiots. But yes, this latest bin Laden tape, no confirming it, no nothing. It just comes out of the CIA in the past would put out these fake bin Ladens where he'd gained 100 pounds, his nose had gotten 2 inches longer. Then they had people, university experts, professors from France, Canada, and the U.S. listen to the audio. It wasn't even the same dialect as the real bin Laden. Then they did voice print with bin Laden's real voice versus this. It wasn't voice print, wasn't even near him. It's a fake. They think you're so dumb. And I've even seen psychological reports in British warfare since the 50s on this. They make the propaganda so ridiculous on purpose to just set the precedent. I mean, they may say Ronald McDonald is bin Laden next week or something just totally insane. It's kind of like Limbaugh endorsing Hillary. It's just they're practicing insanity on you to get you to just turn off, tune out, and just submit.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so we have time to take calls. I'm going to keep Dr. Roberts. We appreciate him agreeing to do it. About 20, 30 minutes in the next hour. Then we're going to go to Tibet for a quick report on what's happening there. Big new developments. The book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions. I've read about half of it. Excellent book. Getting into just how bad the police state really is. Is this still a free country? The answer is no. That is coming up, and he's really done a masterful job of breaking it down. Former Wall Street Journal associate editor, former head of policy department of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, syndicated columnist, best-selling author, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Been popping in every few weeks with us on the economy. And because of that, I want to hit two subjects quickly with just his quick take on it. We are hearing now the spin again that the economy is just wonderful. And that Alan Greenspan and Robert Rubin are going to save us. Hillary wants a blue ribbon committee. Isn't that the same foxes that have been guarding the hen house are now offering us yet more solutions?
Yes, it's the same foxes. And it really shows what a deplorable state the American journalism profession is in. They keep falling for this. It's not over. It's a long ways from over. It can't be over because the dollar is there's nothing behind it. Look, when your total imports exceed your total industrial production, you can't possibly close the trade deficit. So the dollar will remain under pressure. It might temporarily, you know, have respite like the cancer patient does, but it's dead. and it's going, and that it will take everything else with it.
Well, it's clear that politically they're just trying to sell that they're doing something about it. They care about us. But all these Wall Street bailouts, the increase of the trade deficit, while at the same time both parties say that you like Bush tripling government, we're going to quadruple it. And I wanted to read this to you from the London Telegraph today. Fed's rescue halted a derivatives Chernobyl. When the Federal Reserve stepped in to save Bear Stearns, most people had no idea what was at stake, writes Ambrose Evans Pritchard. And it goes on, we may never know for sure whether the Federal Reserve's rescue of Bear Stearns averted the seizure of a $156 trillion derivative system, $516 trillion derivative system, the ultimate Chernobyl for global finance. If the Fed had not stepped in, we would have had pandemonium, said James Melcher, president of the New York hedge fund, Balstier Capital. And then it goes, there was a total risk, a risk of total meltdown at the beginning of last week. And then they go on to say how the Fed saved us. But wasn't it the Fed policies and deregulation and spending and currency increases that and globalist policy with Chinese trade that did this, sir?
Well, yeah, it was the Fed's low interest rates, and it was the deregulation by the Clinton administration, the Congress, of the Glass-Steagall Act, 1999. When they broke down the wall between commercial and investment banking. So, yes, deregulation and the insanely low interest rates. Now, look, Alex, think about this. If there was a $516 trillion debacle in the making, it couldn't be saved with a $200 billion bailout of Bear Stearns.
No, that's not even a penny compared to $1,000.
It couldn't. So either they're trying to make us think that they bailed out their buddies, and if they hadn't, we would have all been in financial catastrophe. So that the catastrophe story is a cover up for bailing out a buddy, or else if they're right about how bad the situation is, that they had to bail out a buddy, then it's long ways from over. It has to be one or the other.
Now, what about the schizophrenia in the media and in the financial markets where they're talking about firing Bernanke, but he's in for another 14 years, or getting rid of the Federal Reserve, and they're all behind it, versus the media now, some sectors, trying to say they're rock star heroes that are saving us? I mean, obviously, politically, I think it's important that they be blamed for what they've done. Your take on that?
Well, it wasn't Bernanke that did the low interest rate.
Greenspan.
That was Greenspan, and he's gone. And look, what I can tell you and all your listeners from 25 years in Washington is that what you hear from the media is somebody's spin. The reporters don't report. They sit there, their feet on the desk, and wait for the phone to ring. And whoever calls them is trying to spin the story in their interest. And you've got a lot of different groups trying to spin the story in their interest. And so that's the news you get. You're getting the news. You're getting the spin from one interest group, the spin from another.
Different corporate PR. Well, what's, I mean, obviously, we've got the George Soros crowd out bashing the Fed, bashing the dollar. Then you've got the Fed crowd doing everything they can to kill the dollar while politically claiming they're trying to save it. What is the veritas?
Well, the veritas is that the dollar is sinking under the continuing multi-decade and continuing trade deficits and now budget deficits, so that there's so many dollars that they've outworn their welcome. People are looking for alternatives, and so it's losing its reserve currency role. It's a matter of time, and when it loses its world reserve currency role, the United States government can't borrow from foreigners to pay its bills or borrow from foreigners to pay its import bills.
So why would Greenspan, knowing that and knowing he's going to get blamed, rightfully so, run around to Europe, Asia, Middle East, bad-mouthing the dollar?
I don't know. I don't know what he's up to.
He's a criminal is what he is.
Well, look, he doesn't need to badmouth it because anybody can see what's happening. The reason people have been selling the dollar is not because of Greenspan. I mean, they've been selling it before he was running around, bad-mouthing it. I don't know what he's up to or why he's doing it, but whether he bad-mouths it or not, it's going to be under pressure just because it's hemorrhaging from the budget and from the trade. And we don't have any foreign currency reserves to back it with.
So basically, we're a ship on the rocks, and we're not going to get off the rocks, and we're going to break up. It's just a question of how long till the ship's back breaks.
Yeah, it's basically, people still think of us as the superpower, the world's hegemon, the financial center, the dollar is, you know, world money. It'll take them a while to realize that all of that was the past, is worn out.
Meanwhile, the American establishment is evacuating their money for the last 5 years at light speed, knowing that all of this certain ruin is coming, and I guess they're just using whatever cachet we had left to shore up their own investments. But I don't see this global conflagration that they've set off, I don't see them being able to run away from it. I see it pulling down the whole world.
Yeah, you know, I think where we disagree is you think that somebody's behind this. I think just stupidity and ignorance and hubris is behind it, and they don't know. They still think, the guys in Washington still think they sit on top of the world, and if they can't manage it, they'll get the Saudis to buy everything, or the people from the United Arab Republics, or they'll get the Japanese to do it, or they'll give some more concessions to China to do it. They still think that they sit atop the world and they can somehow arrange all the things necessary to keep it going. I don't think they really realize that what the situation is, and I don't think they brought it on intentionally. I think they brought it on because of their hubris and stupidity, and they don't. They think there's nobody in the world but them.
Well, in a way, they've got a point, because it's like a Siamese twin. They can't separate the two because we're all sharing a heart. Here's an AFP story. Asian giants seen keeping U.S. trove despite dollar plunge. With the dollar plunging and Federal Reserve slashing interest rates, markets are on high alert. This is Agency French Press, AFP, for any signs that foreign investors, particularly in Asia, are buying fewer U.S. assets. But while some private investors may be heading for the exit, analysts say the authorities in Japan and China look set to hold their nerve as the value of their vast dollar assets declines. The world's largest economy has long relied on foreign purchases of treasuries, but we're no longer the biggest economy, the EU is now, to finance its huge debt. Now, that does sound like propaganda, because all the numbers I see do show the Asians, going back 2 years, China going to that basket, moving away.
It's hard to know, Alex, because, as I say, there's so many people trying to spin it. And, of course, Wall Street doesn't want doom and gloom. They can't sell shares and stocks and pay multi-million-dollar bonuses. So everybody's trying to spin it in some way. They either want something, a regulation or a law or a better business outlook so they can unload more stuff. Or it's all spin, and you just have to come back to the basic fundamentals and see. And, you know, as I've said before on your program, one of the things that keeps the dollar going is it's not an obvious alternative to it. When the British pound went out, the dollar was there. It was an obvious alternative. The dollar is going out is not an obvious alternative. People are trying the euro, but it's so high now that the Europeans can't hardly export anything.
Well, you predicted that a year ago. You said if it kept going, then it would finally slow because there's nowhere to put the trillions of U.S. dollars. There's nothing sound to dump them into.
Yeah, they basically, what they do, they use them to buy up our assets. So if the dollar's going down, the Chinese and the Japanese can just buy up our firms cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and they own more and more and more of the United States. You know,
China
now owns the iron and steel industry, a big chunk of the iron ore and all the rest. I mean, it's amazing. Foreigners own our toll roads.
Well, that's globalism. See, we're all interconnected now.
It's not globalism. It's traditional foreign investment. They're buying
stay there. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Dr. Roberts will be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. And for those 20 minutes, we will be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. The new book is, it's a new edition, the book you put out a few years ago, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, How Prosecutors and Law Enforcement Are Trampling the Constitution in the Name of Justice. And this really gives you the big picture on how far we've fallen and how do we get our republic back. But just briefly, finishing up with globalism, the globalists say, those that believe in globalism, that foreigners will own us, we'll own them, that that'll create the utopian world government. That's the type of globalism that I was talking about, and the globalist push moving our factories to third world nations. And I was pointing out, look what it's brought us. I understand the countries buying up our assets is foreign investment. Tell us about The Tyranny of Good Intentions, second edition, and basically break down the premise for us, Dr. Roberts.
Will do, Alex. You know, it's important as it is to us that our currency be worth something and we be able to buy and provision ourselves with it. And it's even less important than whether or not we have the protection of law. What I do in The Tyranny of Good Intentions, and this is a new edition, it has a new introduction, two new chapters, and updates. What I do is to show that in the type of Anglo-American law that we had, that's the basis of the Constitution, comes from Blackstone. And this law is prohibitions on the government. It's not, as we think of law, prohibitions from the government on us, but rather the prohibitions that law places on government in order that law is a shield of the people rather than a weapon in the hands of the state. And this is what's unique about English law. We, of course, inherited it as an English colony. It's prohibitions on the government. The government can't do this, it can't do that. This can't be a crime, that can't be a crime. And it evolved over centuries in order to prevent tyranny. And that is the uniqueness of the Anglo-American world, or, you know, was. Now, what has happened is that even prior to Bush's war on terror, we had more or less lost our civil liberties. That is, we had lost the protective mechanism of the law. It resulted from a variety of things. Various groups chasing after their own particular devil were willing to cut a swath in the law because the law was in the way of getting drug lords or mafia criminals or white collar crime. And so over the years, the law was simply cut down by various groups, often conservatives, chasing after the devils that they wanted to get. Another thing that helped cut down the law was a change in the behavior and character of prosecutors over time. Prosecutors with budget pressures, political ambitions, learned that their success indicators were a lot of convictions, lots of convictions. And the big success indicator that let them jump up into political life was to nail some celebrity. So what the prosecutors then did was run roughshod over the notion of a fair trial, over the protective mechanisms in the law that the defendant used to have in order to boost the conviction rate, because they would say, I've got so many convictions during my term. And for most Americans, they would say, oh boy, he's really been fighting crime. He's kept the criminals off the streets. Look how many of them he's put away.
They also turned the grand juries and juries into little ball-headed stepchild minions.
Especially the grand juries. The trial juries have essentially disappeared because 95%, possibly more, of all felonies are now settled with coerced plea bargains. They don't want to go to trial. If you're a prosecutor, it takes too much time. So what they do, they've set up these plea bargain mills.
Let's break it down from how we lost the Republic and now the new depths we're sinking to. Because once you give up your liberty, it only gets worse and worse and worse until you're forced to resist. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. It's an amazing book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will roll.
Okay, we're back live. Again, thank you for joining us on this Monday, the 24th day of March 2008. We're going over the tyranny of good intentions. Now, that's how the public was sold good intentions, and we'll get into the larger designs on this in the modern day, how these tools are being used in a concerted effort. But walking through the history of this, please continue, Dr. Roberts.
Okay, here's one way to help the listener, get the point. Say 50 years ago, the way it would work is if the police brought a case against a defendant and the prosecutor studied the case and thought the evidence was there and that it was a worthwhile case because he had lots of cases he had to choose. He'd take it to a grand jury and see if he'd get an indictment. And then it would go to trial before a jury of his peers. And the prosecutor's obligation was to prosecute against the defendant, but also to fully explain his side of the story so that the jury could hear the evidence in behalf of the defendant and the evidence against him and come to some decision. That was 50, 60 years ago. Today, the way it works, if you're indicted, you're convicted. You don't have a chance. In fact, only about five cases out of 100 ever go to trial, because what happens, they've set up these plea bargain mills, and so you're indicted, and you may be totally innocent, and you may believe in the American system, and you'll say you want to go to trial, but after a while, the lawyer, your own lawyer, points out to you that he's thinking about a superseding indictment with more counts, that is, the prosecutor is. And you better let me make a deal. He's going to get so many counts against you, you're not going to have a chance in the trial, because the jury always presumes that you wouldn't be indicted if you hadn't done something. So they're going to give the prosecutor something. Hardly anybody ever gets off innocent. So, and the risk of being convicted at trial is far greater, the penalty is far greater than a plea bargain. All the prosecutor wants to do is get rid of the case in a way that doesn't hurt his record. And so I can get you off light. Let me go negotiate with the prosecutor some crime that we can agree that you committed. In other words, the negotiated offense doesn't bear any relationship, usually, to the indictment. But it's a way of shielding yourself from the going to court under a packet of charges that the prosecutor brings. So that's the way it works today. You simply accept a plea to some hopefully lesser offense so that you serve a short time instead of being put away for a very long time. So this is the American justice system. It has nothing to do with justice or evidence. All defense attorneys today understand that prosecutors are permitted to pay witnesses against defendants. They can pay witnesses with money. In other words, they can purchase perjury against you. They can pay witnesses with drop charges, with reduced jail time. And so the testimony that they bring against you, that the jurors always fall for, or almost always fall for, can be purchased with favors or money. And so when prosecutors can convict you with suborned perjury, you don't have a chance at a trial.
Well, that's right. In fact, every major city and even small towns have a stable of cokeheads, drug dealers, child molesters who are in court every week just lying on whoever they want. And, of course, the feds set it up back in the 80s with asset forfeiture seizure. There's hundreds of things they do where they would lobby for states to pass laws where the police don't get money if it's seized by the state. But if it's seized and then you give it to the feds and the feds give you about 90% back, and there's all the famous cases in Texas of the state police pull over an 80-year-old woman with $3,000 in her purse and they just take it. Nobody's arrested and they just say, you're not supposed to have drugs. You're guilty until proven innocent. Or how do the banks sit there and report everything you're doing over $5,000, $10,000 to the government? No judge, no jury, no warrants. It's just totally lawless now.
That's right. In Florida, it happened. The police set up roadblocks on I-95 and just robbed past people driving down the interstate on the grounds that if you had very much cash, then that was plausible reasoning that you were going to buy or sell drugs. And after one of the hurricanes, they stopped this woman, Selena Washington, the famous case. he had an insurance settlement from the insurance company, and who was going, being black, they wouldn't take her check or anything. She had the cash going to get supplies to fix her home. $19,000 she had. And so what? The police stopped and took the money. And they didn't even get her name, no, nothing, no receipt, nothing. She fought them and was eventually able to get $15,000 back. If she made an agreement, they could keep $4,000. So, yeah, it's robber barons. It's the asset forfeiture laws, we were told, were for drug lords. But now they're used against everybody. And the U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys, have argued that the presence of more than $100 is grounds for suspecting drug activity.
Now, I've seen some of the other asset forfeiture cases. You talk about some of these in the book, where they bust in your house looking for drugs. They don't find drugs. And I've interviewed people this has happened to, but they find a safe with $50,000 worth of gold and silver. They just take it. No receipt. They just laugh at you and shove a gun in your face.
Well, you know, in the book, I tell the story of Donald Scott, the multimillionaire, with his 200-acre Malibu estate, who was shot down, murdered inside his house by a 30-team armed agents drawn from a variety of federal and state agencies.
And for those that don't know the story, it turned out that they had gone and gotten how much the land was worth. They were planning to sell it. They knew.
Yeah, and they had concocted the story that this extremely rich man was growing marijuana plants somewhere in the 200 acres. Of course, there was no drugs. There was nothing there. They even conduct drug stings on valuable property.
But it doesn't stop there. When his wife fought him back, they burned her house down.
Oh, I didn't know that part of it.
Well, yeah.
Well, anyhow, they can. Americans think they have rights. They don't. The minute they are in the crosshairs, they'll find out they haven't got any rights. They might as well be in Stalinist Russia or Gestapo Germany. Now, let me briefly say what these most important protections that make law a shield. One is habeas corpus. What habeas corpus is, it prevents government from using its power from picking up whoever it wants, throwing them in a dungeon, and leaving them there for the rest of their life without ever presenting any evidence, without a trial. That's the way it worked in the old days, and that's one of the great achievements of the English people. They stopped and overturned that. So habeas corpus means the government cannot arrest you without going to a judge, getting a warrant, presenting evidence, and bringing you to trial and presenting evidence to your peers. Well, all that's gone if anyone in the executive branch declares you a terrorist suspect. That's all they have to do is say you're a terrorist suspect. They don't have to have any evidence. It doesn't have to go to a judge. And they can take you and throw you in Gitmo or wherever they want. They can rendition you and send you to Egypt to be tortured or wherever. So that is the most important of all our civil liberties. It's gone.
And now there's a million people on the terror watch list. And 6 months ago, one of the head U.S. marshals, air marshals, said, look, we're ordered every month to put innocent people on a list. There's no real terror threat. We just sit here and fly around on airplanes all day. You know,
right.
And they're just ordered, it said, to put families, housewives, you name it, just ruining
That's
lives.
Right. That's right, ruining lives. See, this is the way it worked. This is the way the Stalinist system worked, because the KGB was under pressure to find enemies of the state. And if they didn't, then they became suspect. So if you're the local, you're the district KGB commander, and you're not producing enough suspects, then Stalin says, you're hiding them, you're one of them. And so what the KGB did, they conducted what we call street sweeps. They would just go out on the street and arrest everybody they saw.
And by the way, in England and the U.S., they'll get outside bars and run up and say, I'm going to test you for drugs right now. Or they'll now pull you over in Colorado and demand blood samples on the side of the road. And if you say no, they then say you're interfering with the duty of a police officer and take you to jail.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you some of the other things we've lost. One is there's a prohibition against retroactive law. That is, they cannot make illegal today something you did yesterday, or they can't make legal today something that you did yesterday that was illegal. Well, that's all gone. You know, Superfund is a retroactive law that held all sorts of people accountable for actions years and years ago that were perfectly legal. And we also see with the spy bill that Bush is trying to get through, they want retroactive immunity for the telecom companies that illegally helped the government spy on us. So they now want to give them the protection of retroactive law.
But then they spin it and say it's for Al-Qaeda, but when you actually read the 96 Telecommunications Act, they paid them then to put the NSA hubs in all the infrastructure and to make the cell phones by 2001, October 1st, tracking devices.
Yeah. See, the point is, though, it once you have retroactive law, it can be used against anybody at any time for any reason.
Remember the 89 tax law where they came back and said, oh, that tax cut of Reagan isn't allowed, we're now going to tax you on that?
So, we then have the attorney-client privilege. The attorney-client privilege means that you not only that you have a right to an attorney, but that the things you talk about with your attorney are secret between the two of you, and the government cannot know them. Well, now they've overturned that. They overturned it in a civil case first, and they overturned it recently in a terrorist case with Lynn Stewart, and put her in prison for representing a client.
And now they're saying reporters don't have any secrecy?
Well, and they don't have First Amendment rights either. The first time they overturned the attorney-client privilege was the Case Shuler case. It was a firm that had been involved in the defense of Charles Keating, who after 4.5 years in prison was found to be innocent and released by a federal judge. But the law firm that represented him, what the Justice Department did, or the Injustice Department, they said, you should have ratted on your client. And they said, no, we can't do that. It's all legal ethics. Well, you should have, and you didn't. And so we're freezing all the assets in your firm. And not only that, we're freezing all the personal assets of your 400 lawyers. And they'll stay frozen until you admit that you should have ratted on your client.
That's Napoleonic. No judge, no jury.
So they extracted a huge fine from the firm in order to release their assets.
Now that's also basically a form of financial torture to take everybody's money and then compel them to basically lie.
Yeah.
There they were saying, you've got to say you are bad and do all of this or we won't give you your money.
Right.
And see, that's the thing, Dr. Roberts. I see government now, they just engage in crime right out in front of everybody. Your average cop does, your average detective, and they think it's normal. In the case of Kelly Rushing, and this was in the newspapers, one of my listeners, he gave a Ron Paul neocon speech, a 45-minute speech Ron Paul gave in 2003 on the floor of the House. He gave that video with my film Road to Tyranny on the end of it to a state police officer. The guy watched it, lived a few doors down, arrested him a week later and said that video was threatening to me, and they put into evidence that the Ron Paul thing in Congress should be illegal, that it was a threat against law enforcement because Ron Paul said that it was bad. I'm not kidding. I called the judge on the phone. He said,
listen, there's no reason to kid. All these things are true, and the reason they can do them is that they are destroying these individual. There's about a half a dozen rights that we originally had that restrained the government from doing these things. They've all been eroded, and what was left of them has been destroyed by Bush through legislation.
But it wasn't just getting... But it's not just destroying them for good intentions, and I know that happened in some cases. I'm asking you, how do you think an individual cop on the street goes and arrests somebody for their free speech, or goes and arrests somebody for pocket constitutions they're handing out? I have video of that.
It's very easy, because you see, over the years, the police have learned several things. One, that hardly any of their evidence ever goes to trial. So they don't need any evidence anymore because, as I said, 95-96% of all cases are settled by plea bargain. So the police evidence is not tested in court. Second, the police have the conservatives have convinced everybody that without the police doing all these things, we'd all be murdered in our beds. The criminal would get us, terrorists would get us, and so the police have to be unconstrained, otherwise they can't protect us. And so this is how the police have gotten. You remember years and years ago, maybe you're not old enough, the liberals in New York City tried to have police review boards, and the conservatives like National Review, they went berserk. We can't have anybody looking over the police shoulders. They won't be able to do their job. So this has long been brewing, and that's the reason the police are unconstrained. There's no accountability. There's no way to hold them accountable.
And that's what the Tyranny of Good Intentions covers. We'll be back with Dr. Paul Greg Roberts continuing his analysis of the book, and then we'll take your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
About a lucky man who made the grave. The public has been conditioned to just worship police. And I'm not here bashing police, but tyranny comes to your door in a uniform. It always has. In Rome with the Praetorian, or Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, Fidel's Cuba. It always comes to your door in a uniform. And the proof's in the pudding. I mean, right here where I live in Austin, Texas, they've caught the detectives half dozen times or more running the major prostitution. They've caught the police dealing drugs. They've caught the Dallas police just randomly pulling over cars that look nice, planting chalk in them, and then taking their homes, everything else. they're always catching police running drugs. In the 70s, they fired more than two-thirds of the New York detectives for running the drugs. Now, they don't even do that anymore. It's just they run the system. The department that doesn't run narcotics, the sheriff that isn't a drug dealer, is the rarity. And, I mean, we've got the case of Tulia, Texas, where they just randomly arrested 56 blacks, planted drugs on them, sent them to jail in the local prison. That's the only job center in Tulia. And I can list thousands of other cases. In upstate New York, it's big news that the cops just pull over any women they want and rape them. That's mainstream. See, and it's making all the cops look bad now because the corruption is now systemic. It's just racing through everything. Dr. Roberts, I see this scrofulous mass coming to a head. What do you see?
I see tyranny. We have a future of tyranny. Let me finish the few items that used to protect us. One is mens rea, and that translates to mean there can be no crime without intent. In other words, you cannot accidentally or unintentionally commit a crime. Well, they've gotten around that in many ways, including criminalizing mistakes. If you make a mistake on a form that you fill out, then you can find yourself guilty of a felony. It'll say that's a felony.
Perjury.
For example, there was a Virginia apple juice producer from an old Virginia family, distinguished family, made apple juice, had apple orchards. His name was Ben Lacey. And they had to fill out monthly water reports on the stream behind his apple juice factory to prove they weren't dumping stuff in the stream. And the testing company always had trouble getting the test back in time. They would call up and read it to him over the phone. And he had the forms, and they would read to it, and he would fill in the forms as they wrote. Well, over a three-year period, he made about eight or nine mistakes. He put some numbers on the wrong line. He put a decimal point wrong once. It obviously wasn't hiding any pollution, but those mistakes were used to take him to trial on the grounds that this was a conspiracy to pollute the stream. Well, the stream was pristine. They had the stream tested. It was pristine, and the U.S. prosecutors kept the evidence out of court. The judge told the federal prosecutor, "Hey, look, I'm throwing this out. There's nothing here." And they said, "Wait a minute." And they went and got. They had the plant manager also on trial with Ben Lacey, and they told him, he was a young kid, scared, said, "Look, we're going to send you up the river if you don't testify against your boss." And that's how they got a trial and a conviction. It was later overturned because the federal judge refused to sentence Lacey, saying that this was an atrocity. But that's the way the law works. People don't have any protection, not just from the police, but they don't have any from the law, from the courts. It's very rare to even get a judge.
Dr. Roberts, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds to continue and take phone calls. The book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, out in the second edition today. We'll be right back. I got a key point I'm going to make.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your calls in the next segment. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts spending more than an hour with us today. The new book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Everybody needs to read this. Your friends and family, grand jurors, you know, need to understand this, how we were brought into despotism. And now we're going to experience the depths of it, unfortunately. But my point is, this is being standardized. Over time, to fight the mafia or to fight this or that, they would bring in these new powers. But my experience is, my car has been stolen twice over the last 18 years or so. Police won't come out. Your house gets broken into. Police won't come out. But they'll sit on the road writing you tickets all day for going 5 miles over the speed limit. When they do pull you over, they want to inspect your child safety seats and talk about taking your kids or, you know, flip out on you and you ask if you got any guns. Everything is geared towards the general public. Everything is geared towards writing all these laws and regulations that affect law-abiding people. And here's an example. All of the new cars for at least more than a decade now have a computer that you have to pay for. It's passed on the sticker price. You never see it on the sticker. To track how fast you were driving, where you were going, what you were doing, what happened when you wrecked, and they then pull that out and use that against you in court. And I see cases all the time where somebody, it doesn't matter even if it's medical. Like you were saying, they've got diabetes, they pass out, they run off some embankment and run over somebody on a bicycle, they go ahead and charge you with manslaughter. Or you're driving and a rabbit runs out in front of you and you swing the wheel. You should just run over them, folks. That's the right thing to do, not to hurt the bunny, but so you don't kill anybody. But you fly, off the side of the highway into a parking lot and kill some woman or hurt her, they charge you for that. Or you're going 10 miles over the speed limit when you swerve the rabbit. And then they charge you because you were going 10 miles over the speed limit. Everything is designed to be spying on you. Everything's designed to record what you're doing. And they told many years ago the IP companies to just store everything you're doing on a computer, on their main hard drives, to keep your whole history. They called it medical privacy a few years ago, but really, every prescription you get now is uploaded to the federal government. No judge, no jury, no warrants. That's what Dr. Roberts is talking about. And I guess Dr. Roberts, the people that serve in this system, I guess they just like the power of it.
Yeah, they're bullies. They like to exercise power over others. And, of course, one of the reasons they prefer to terrorize the innocent public rather than deal with criminals is that some criminals are dangerous and will shoot them. And it's much safer to arrest some innocent member of the public who's likely to think it's all just a mistake and it'll soon be over with. But arresting criminals can be dangerous.
Oh, that's key, what you just said. I see it with Williamson County especially, where we're on the radio, and then the local cops get mad and call up the station when they think that's freedom to call up and say don't talk like that to radio stations. No, that's Soviet Union. And then the average Joe Schmo goes along with them and ends up going to prison, thinking it's all going to work out.
He thinks it's a mistake. It can't. America's not like this. And another reason for it is that the cops need to show justifications for their budget, so they need results. And also, a third, and so, they don't care where the results come from as long as there's results. And it's easier to frame somebody than to convict them on evidence. Even the guilty, even people who've actually committed crimes, are more likely to be framed than convicted on real evidence because it's easier to frame somebody.
Well, it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man rot in a jail. Go ahead.
Okay, that's right. They've forgotten that. And a third reason is we now have all these privatized prisons that need a full house in order to make the money for the investors. So they're under pressure to produce more and more. And look, here, you may have seen recently the poll that one out of every 100 Americans.
I want to hear this. Stay there. Stay there, Dr. Roberts. We'll come right back to that and your new book when we get back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to your calls here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Roberts, finish up the point you were making.
Okay, Alex. According to the International Center for Prison Studies at King's College in London, the United States has 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prisoners. The rate of incarceration in the United States is 7 times higher than that of European countries. America has 700,000 more of its citizens in prison than authoritarian China, a country with a population 4 to 5 times the size of America's. The United States has 1,330,000 more prisoners than crime-ridden Russia. Now, do you really think that America is the world's leading criminal nation? By a factor of 7 times Europe, by a factor of how many times China, whose population is 4 or 5 times greater than us?
Well, have you seen the studies where they let violent offenders out but actually keep the peaceful pothead because they're good in prison industries?
I don't think they let anybody out, but I do. Some of that does happen. But, you know, innocent people can't even get paroled. I mean, I know people that I've been writing about for a decade, trying to help them at least get a hearing. But nothing happens. I don't believe any of these stories. See, all the right wing thinks that civil liberties are nothing but a coddling device for criminals and terrorists, and that all the judges are liberal judges, and they're just dying to turn loose all the hardened criminals to prey on society. This is not true. If this is true, how could we have this kind of prison population?
Well, in reality,
25% of the world's prisoners are American?
Well,
in the United States?
Dr. Roberts, here's the reality, and I've done a study of this, and this has come out in some scholarly reports. The big private prison industry companies are tied in with the well-known money laundering banks. And so in a sick way, the drug dealers actually own the private prisons. And then when the kids use it, they throw them in there. So
yeah.
this is all just a sick setup. It's a big business, and they knew what they were doing.
That's true. Almost it's the users that are in jail, not the drug lords.
Well, we know why they criminalized it. And it's just going to. So, Dr. Roberts, now we have the war on terror, where they're talking about martial law, building FEMA camps. They're federally training police for riots. In fact, John, you've got that microwave gun story. I want to play that before the show ends today. Do you have that clip about the microwave gun? Yeah, pull it up. I sent it to you last night. But they've got the microwave guns. They want everything they're gearing up for is dominating the population, and that's because they know it's going to precipitate riots and unrest as they fully bring this country into third worldom. Do you agree with that statement?
It seems like it's headed that way, and what it makes me wonder is when are they going to take away our gun rights? Because it's true that you'd have to have a very powerful gun to penetrate all their body armor and all of that. And most guns people have probably wouldn't be very effective. But still, for them to succeed, there's going to have to be an assault on the gun rights. People are going to have to be disarmed because, 200 or 300 million people are a lot of people to bully, particularly if, you know, a third or half are armed. So I would imagine the telltale sign of when we're finished is when they decide to repeal the gun rights.
Well, the Supreme Court is involved in masterful spin. They came out and said, we believe you have a right, but we think you can ban guns if the government wants. It said the people have rights, but so does the government. That's another thing I'm hearing a lot of now is the government versus what the people, quote, want.
Yeah, see, this is totally outside the Blackstonian legal tradition. This is the Bentham tradition, which Bentham says the government needs all the power because we don't have to worry about tyranny anymore because we are a democracy and we can control the government. So we have to give them all this power so they can do good and protect us. So that is completely outside the American and British legal tradition. And so the notion that the government had, see, under Blackstone, law is prescribed against the government. It's what the government cannot do to the rights of citizens. So when you overturn that, you have tyranny. There's no way around it. And that's where we are. It has already happened, essentially happened, prior to the war on terror. And people don't understand it because they're not after a particular group like the Nazis were after the Jews or the communists in Russia were after the upper classes, the landowners. It's random. It can get anybody. And so most people don't realize they don't have any rights because their group is not necessarily a target. But no one has any rights. And if you get picked up, that's it. You might as well fight to the end when they come, because you're not going to get any justice or hearing, or so that's where we stand.
Well, it's a purely predatory system from the top, but just like in Hitler's Germany, every little local thug also just keeps expanding their own personal little kingdom until it collapses, and that's what always kills tyranny. But they've gone back and studied old tyrannies, And then the social engineers at the UN and others call it the scientific dictatorship, and they say they're going to use computer models and the rest of it so that we can never defeat them. I mean, they write textbooks on how they're going to cold-bloodedly perfect the tyranny. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I see a confrontation coming. What do you see happening in the future?
I don't know. I just don't think that people are, or I know you try to make them aware, but I don't think people are aware enough to confront them. They'll think each time it's a mistake. Oh, they've made a mistake. I'm innocent. I have nothing to fear. This is the way most Americans respond to these things. So we'll get this straightened out.
Well, see, I grew up in Dallas at a middle class high school where in Rockwall, where the police openly dealt the drugs, but then came in and did anti-drug programs, and then the sheriff later did go to prison for drug dealing. But I would tell people about this, and they called me in the office and said, look, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And I said, what are you talking about? And I said, you shouldn't be taking people to jail for drug dealing. You guys deal drugs. And they just said, look, shut up or we're going to kill you. Dr. Roberts, that happened. That's one reason I woke up.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it happens. So look, like you said, it reaches all the way down to the local thugs. And maybe you've got a pretty wife, and they want her. So they decide to get rid of you. Or maybe you've offended them in some way, and you don't even know it. Or maybe you're outspoken like we are. Or maybe they're envious. Or maybe you've got a nice house. Or maybe you've got a pretty daughter, they want her. Or thugs always thrive in police forces because they can use power to get their personal needs and desires met. And this has always been a problem, the thugs in the Soviet Union, they had a heyday because of the Stalinist rules. There was just no way to hold them accountable. And when you have this type of system, no one's safe. No one. Not even billionaires like Michael Milken or not even the doyens of the political system like Clark Clifford. All of these people have been singled out and ruined.
Well, look at Rome, where you had the Praetorian overthrowing Caesar sometimes on a monthly basis.
And Caesar's slaughtering distinguished families and senators. I mean, even killed Cicero, and they sent assassins after Cicero. So it's people don't really realize they've lost it because of fears.
This is a system that's like a machine that self-replicates and wants to get bigger and bigger, and they don't understand that hell itself has been released. I don't think that's an overstatement. Hell itself is being released right now.
That's right. I wrote not long ago about SWAT teams. They now use police SWAT teams just to deliver warrants. Just knock on the door, hand somebody a warrant. Well, now they come break in your house with 20 guys with machine guns. It's an amazing thing, the militarization of the police, and the police have been taught to see the public as an enemy. And that's how they respond. I tell people, I say, don't call the police. You don't want to call them because probably you're going to get in more trouble from the police than from the burglar or whoever.
That's always the rule in the third world country.
Yeah. You just don't call them because if you get assaulted or something happens to you, you just have to deal with it yourself because you don't know what's
Well, next. Here's an example. The coffee shop across the street got robbed about a month ago, and they called the cops, and they just said, yeah, they'll be there in 2 hours, and they never came. And then the argument is, well, we need more cops. No, they don't let the cops do real police work. They've got them out writing tickets.
Yeah, or if a crime occurs, what they generally do, the way they so-called solve it, is they go look to see who's out on parole, who's committed that kind of crime before. And then they go round up some of them, and they decide to blame one or the other.
And the argument is, well, they've already been convicted. It's okay to frame them. But see, next time it's somebody who wasn't even convicted. See, once you start cutting corners, once you start down the path of corruption, there's no end, is there?
No, there's no end. That's what I say. No one is safe. It doesn't matter look, if they can put Ted Kennedy, the senator, on a no-fly list, they can do whatever they want. You know, he was on the list for 3 or 4 weeks, couldn't get off.
Stay there. We're going to take calls right when we get back. Everybody stay there.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Stand okay, we're going to go to Jared, right. Steve, James, Mike, get right up, now. But coming up, Doc Roberts is going to stay with us into the next segment. I'm going to play 3 minutes from a big arms manufacturer that is consulting with the government. The government is considering There's talk of them making us all wear shock bracelets, tasers, when we all get on an airplane. That way, if any Al-Qaeda's on board, they can knock everybody up. I'm not kidding. See, this is where this guilty until proven innocence extrapolates out to. Oh, we look at all your bank records because you might be guilty. We have fallen a long way, haven't we, Doc?
Sure have.
Jared in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Great to be on with you. Dr. Roberts, it's a pleasure. I'm a college junior, and my question is relating to the economy and what exactly, if you have any advice, you would offer young people my age as we come out of college and those of us that don't want to be a part of the police state apparatus. What advice you could give us as far as, you know, saving money and how to thrive, and so, you know, and you guys say it's going to be pretty bad. How exactly would we go about, you know, building money and building savings and you know, necessarily surviving in this system?
Well, that's a big question.
Well, you know, the first thing you have to do is be sure you get an occupation they can't outsource, and one that they're unlikely to bring in some foreigner on a work visa. Otherwise, you don't have a chance for a job. The only way you can save money is not to consume all your income, much less more than your income, as most Americans do with their charge cards. Probably the best thing to do is to find some foreigner and marry him or her and get out of the country.
Okay.
Okay, Alex.
Yeah, we're not kidding around, Jared. This country is going straight to hell. Anything else?
No, that's it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. But I guess that's kind of the good news at the end. A nation of black ski mask wearing thugs will just be left feeding on each other. But I guess they don't care, do they?
They don't care.
Steve in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, good talking to ex-Treasury because I had 5 years financial management service in Chicago. The Bureau, of course, prints the Social Security checks, et cetera. I want to bring up the Resco trial and financial crime. This came up Friday, and it came up that Resco was involved with his cohorts, and they were had a kickback bribery scheme to manage that Carlyle Venture Partners in August of 2002 would be able to get a $150 million investment from the Illinois Teachers Retirement Service.
Yeah, that's right. That's already gone under, and we've got Barack Obama tied in with all these corrupt people. We have this government feeding on everyone, and then every major candidate is as corrupt as the day is long. Dr. Roberts?
Well, you know, when you see the Carlyle Capital fail, that was connected to the Carlyle Group, which is all, you know, the former presidents, secretaries of state, foreign dignitaries, and they weren't willing to protect something associated with their name, or they weren't able to. So I think that's a good enough indication of the character of the people who rule us.
They just don't care.
Me. My ambition.
Anything else, Steve?
Yes, I want to bring up Baron Stearns. They're also involved in bribery, too. They tried to get the construction contract from Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago, and it was a $500 million job. And specifically, there was a man named Nicholas Hertgen, and I think he's somehow connected to Wisconsin. But he's a money management middleman that was scheming up these machinations and kickbacks and bribes and financial crimes.
All right. Well, I think you're just talking about a fly on the hind end of an elephant here. I mean, that's another issue with these loans. You have just another example. We're not just bashing the cops being corrupt here or the courts or the prosecutors. We have right down from the brokerage firms and banks down to the lender, the sublender, down to the appraiser, to the realtor, to the person taking the loan. I mean, this is just systemic fraud, isn't it, Dr. Roberts?
It shows the character of the American people is gone, and that's why we're really in danger, the character of the people, or of so many of them, at least, you know, ones in position of influence and power is gone. Character's gone.
It's incredible. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Jason, Mike, and many others. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us for part of the next segment. Then I'm going to hit on a bunch of new stories we haven't gotten to yet. few of these tie into what he's talking about, so I'll bring them up to him. This is the GCN Radio Network. We got 30 minutes left. Stay the course. More important information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, back to Dr. Roberts and, of course, your phone calls. We're not joking around about the fundamentals here. This society is hyper-corrupt in government. The general public is gullible and being kind of seduced into corruption. We have the White House putting out memos saying they can torture small children. We have that in the plots of television. There is certainly an attempt by the establishment, the only word is seduce, to sell the public that all of this is okay. In fact, let's just play this 1 or 2 minute, it's about a minute and a half, ray gun clip, a CBS News promo. Now, we told you about this about a decade ago, and the head of the Air Force last year in the Associated Press said it's illegal to use this on foreign troops under the Geneva Convention, but if we use it against our own people, then we can claim it's a civilian-type weapon and okay to use. So, by the way, they're pre-deploying these all over the country. Here it is.
You have to feel the ray gun to believe it, and there's only one way to do that.
Engage, engage.
To me, it felt like scalding water.
I've got several layers on, but the beam is still coming through my clothes, so I'm going to try some shields here. This is a piece of plywood. See how far this gets me.
Engage.
Oh! It leaves too much of your body exposed. They got me down in my feet. So I'm going to try this mattress here. It'll cover up more of my body. Okay, let's see.
Engage.
No. Oh!
Engage.
It hurts, but you can keep going.
Engage.
That's enough. Some people claim they've been able to stand in the beam for 4 or 5 seconds. So how long can I take the heat? Here goes.
Engage.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000!
And then it goes on. I've seen the whole newscast online, and he just says it's wonderful to fight rioting Americans and to stop people at checkpoints in Iraq. I've been out at events where they have the sound cannons out. Why does the government, Dr. Roberts, do you think, spend so much time gearing up for us to rebel against them? I mean, that shows total premeditated nature, knowing that they're going to push their tyranny so far that people are going to resist them.
I think that must be right. I don't know what other explanation there could be.
And then I see the reports and the statistics about police in most departments admittedly lie on the stand, and they think it's cute. How do these guys and gals send people to prison who are innocent and then feel good about themselves? I think my answer to that is it's about them being on the winning team. It's about they're the boss, and it's a petty power trip. It's the worst people in society. Like, they're evil people listening right now who are deciding to go become members of the system. They say, well, we're going to win. I want to be a psychopath or sociopath or sadist who can't be opposed. I'm going to go join a force.
Yes, I think you're right. They want to be on the winning team, and they're totally evil. There's no humanity in them. They're inhumane people. And anybody who can purposely, intentionally frame up an innocent person is evil. They're inhumane. And we have a government that deceived us in order to attack Iraq. And they're still there. They haven't been held accountable. So why should the local police officer who does something wrong think he's going to be held accountable? You know, the fish rots from the head. That's the old saying. So if it's rotten in Washington, it'll be rotten all the way down through the government to the local level. And it's an amazing thing. I think that we're now an evil regime. We're an evil country. We're in control of evil people who are inhumane, who will torture children, who will kill civilians, who will frame up innocent people.
Who will throw puppies off cliffs, and then they go online and defend killing the puppy.
Well, or children. It's people don't really realize, and Americans still think they're the salt of the earth. They're self-righteous, full of hubris, and they're the salt of the earth.
The truth is, we have the lowest test scores. We're even behind 20-something third-world nations. We have 50 million abortions. We're the highest debtor nation in the world. We're the most obese. I guess the incredible liberty our forefathers gave us, we just became spoiled, rotten scum.
Apparently. You see, what bothers me is not dumbness or lack of education, it's the inhumanity toward others. How can you be on a jury and then convict somebody who's innocent because you don't like them or they're the wrong race or gender or, you know, I mean, how can you bring false charges? But that's what the prosecutors and police do. I mean, they do it. They know they're doing it. How can you go hire a criminal to testify against somebody innocent because you want to boost your conviction rate? But they do that.
Well, look, I'm not a superstitious person. I don't have horseshoes, and I don't knock on wood. But I learned pretty early in life that it seemed like if I did bad things happened to me. and there's some law in the universe. You do reap what you sow. I don't think these idiots that are out here doing this realize that's why they're so miserable, because having a bigger paycheck isn't going to make you happy. But being a good person and having honor and duty and people that love you, that's really what life's all about. In a way, I feel sorry for these people because they're missing out on what life's all about, Dr. Roberts.
Well, used to you had to look yourself, had to be able to look yourself in the mirror. But I think that's gone. I don't think they have to look themselves. I think they look themselves in the mirror and they say, I screwed somebody else today. Good for me. I think it's a change in character, Alex. You're talking about people that are gone. You're maybe part of that. But I think the ones now, they don't have to look themselves in the mirror. And they're quite proud of them. Though I do agree. You're right. Some of what you say is still happening. My book, I cite a police officer who framed up 300 people on drug charges, and he later says, I'm so ashamed of myself. I ruined people. I should never have done this. The war on drugs is a crime. It's awful. It corrupts the police. Some people still do.
Well, what you just said is exactly what Weldon Henson in this office, he was in the Air Force, and he wasn't in the MPs, but he was stationed with them and worked with them a lot. He said he'd go out to bars with them, and he couldn't hang out with them anymore because they'd sit around laughing about framing innocent people. And, man, he smarted off to me, so I set him up. I screwed him. I ruined his life. There's all these videos of cops planting drugs coming out from their own squad cars, or the audio where they pull the kid over, and he turns his video camera on, and the cop pulls him out and says, I'm going to frame you now. And the cop says, I'm going to frame you. I'm going to win. You're going to see who wins, boy.
Yeah, I know. That's the way That's the way they think. That's the way it is. I tell all the young people in my family, obey every traffic law. Don't ever give them an excuse to stop you because you don't know what's going to happen. And they want fast cars and hot rods. And don't even think about it, because the slightest thing you do wrong, that they can stop you.
Well, that's why I always drive like a white car, no stickers, nothing fancy. And it's not because I'm living in fear. I'm in urban camouflage.
Yeah, right.
And it's just so sick. It's so sick. Well, hopefully we can get the country back. Let's take a few calls. We're going to let you go, Dr. Roberts. I want to hurry through these. Who's up next here, John? All right, we're going to go to James in Ohio, but do you have that 20-second clip I gave you of Bush saying the radio reporter who's got a big nose is ugly? Speaking about psychopaths, the look Bush has in this clip, it's titled Bush Insults Reporter for Second Time, because there's another video. He likes to go to this nice reporter who's got a big nose and say, boy, you got a face for radio, and the guy just takes the humiliation and just goes on with it. But this is the bully, and Bush feeds. They cut to Bush when he says it, and he has this frat boy look of, ha-ha, I'm getting power off of this humiliating you. Whereas I'm not that good of a person. But the point is that I always felt guilty when I was mean to somebody or did something. But these people, they just enjoy humiliating. And here is President Bush, the guy that makes jokes about the woman. They said, what did she say when you talked to her and she begged you not to execute her? She said, please don't kill me. She said, please. He started giggling about how she begged. Even if you're going to execute somebody, you see, he's acting like a Ted Bundy. But here is Bush making fun of the reporter.
Let's see who's... Mark Smith, a radio man.
Thank you very much, sir, for including our radio folks here.
Face for radio.
I wish I could say that was the first time you told me that, sir.
First time I did it to a national audience, though.
So. Actually, my wife the last time.
God.
And the guy says, yeah, my wife's actually the last. But when Bush says it, I don't know if you've seen this clip, Dr. Roberts. When he says it, Bush has this look of pleasure in humiliating this guy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what all the torture's about. Like what, you know, all of the accumulated knowledge and intelligence tells us that torture is ineffective because they'll say anything to stop the torture. So you don't get information. You get told what you want to hear. And so it's something that even authorities don't want to use. So we have all these justifications now from the from the Department of Justice, from the Attorney General, from the President, from the Vice President about how important it is to use torture. It doesn't do any good, but it lets them get their jollies. They're torturing somebody. They're enjoying it.
Did you see the reports about how Bush is always asking to have the torture tapes taken there because he wants to review them? I think he likes it.
I think that's true. I think that the people who do it like it. They enjoy it. That's why they do it. They don't do it. They do it because they have the power to do it. They have the power to treat somebody bad.
Well, that's what O'Brien says to Winston. Winston says, "Why are you torturing me? I've already totally given in. I already see 2 + 2 = 7. And Winston says, "We're the priest of power. We built all this just so we can rip your teeth out, buddy. And by the way, I'm going to be killed by the system. But it's about the power just ripping and just stomping on the human face forever."
That's it. And that's what we're becoming, or probably have become. And if you look at the candidates, you look at the election, how's it going to change? What's going to happen? Hillary will turn all the racial demons loose on Obama. People won't vote for her. McCain will get in there. We'll attack Iran. The critics will have to be silenced. Camps will start being filled. People just don't really realize. One day Germany was a democracy, the next day it's not. It all happened in 24 hours, the Enabling Act.
And Bush has already signed all those.
And he's already, all he's got to do is utter two words, and he's a dictator, or any president utters these words, catastrophic emergency, and they're dictators. That's all they have to do.
And that can be anything in the world, any financial emergency, anything he says it is, and Congress isn't even allowed to see the plan. That's dictatorship already. James in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you guys doing today?
Good. Let's move quick. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to bring something else up. First, I want to bring up what you were talking about. I just recently watched a couple of Aaron Russo's videos, and Donald Scott was brought into that. And you had said that the house was burned down. I'm just wondering, did the IRS actually get the property from the widow for the crazy death tax or whatever? Did you know?
Yeah, you're talking about they re-released Mad as Hell that was made in like 1999 or 8. And then the last time I saw, one of the properties had been mysteriously burned down there. I'm going from memory on that. But that was the case there in California.
Yeah, Donald Scott. And I was just curious if you knew if she won or if they actually got her or whatever. But another thing.
You know, that's a good idea. We need to get Donald Scott's wife back on. We've interviewed her, but that was like 8 years ago.
Another thing was I am a very big fan of yours, and I've watched almost all your documentaries, and you are like our generation's Paul Revere, I feel. But my question is, this weekend I was at a family function for the Easter holiday, and my brother-in-law happens to be a psychiatrist, and I'm talking to him and whatnot, and he comes across with this, "I have mean world syndrome." I don't know if you've ever heard of
that. Yeah, sir. Listen, that's the Sovietization again. They've come out with more than, I forget the exact number, but I know it's more than 30 designations where if you think the police are corrupt, or you think there's a new world order, or you think the government's bad, it's authority, opposition, disorder. There's a whole bunch of them. And that, yes, you're being persecuted. They say that you're a paranoid schizophrenic. Listen, if you say that torture's wrong and that White House memos say they're crushing children's genitals, he will say you're mentally ill and it doesn't exist. Dr. Roberts?
I think all of these things are just another reason to pick somebody up. If you are a mean world syndrome, then they can conclude you might be dangerous and take action against the mean world. It could be the government, which could be.
Listen, your phone's bad.
Security.
I'm going to let you go, caller. I don't know why phones are so bad these days. Everybody's on cell phones or IP phones. Look, your brother-in-law is on a personal power trip. The new priesthood is the psychiatrist and psychologist. And they're trying to get laws passed everywhere that no judge, no jury. They just say you go to a nut house and you do. And they've always, in Nazi Germany, the first people before Hitler was really going wild in 35, 36, 37, they used psychiatrists and psychologists and health department to arrest people and euthanize them. Dr. Roberts?
I did hear about that. I couldn't comment on that. But I think I do remember years ago reading that when I was doing my study. Yeah.
But also the Soviets did the same thing. They love, well, Putin's been having people arrested that criticizing him and putting them in nut houses.
Well, we don't know what he's doing because the neocons are spending so much against him. I mean, he could be, but he's another bogeyman that the Bush-Cheney neocons desperately need because they're putting anti-missile defenses, military bases, NATO on Russia's borders in violation of all agreements that Ronald Reagan made with Gorbachev.
Absolutely.
So they have to spin him to be doing bad things. It's just like they spun all the bad things that Saddam Hussein was supposed to be doing. Right? They're spinning Iran. I don't believe a word that comes out of Washington about anybody. Most likely, whoever they're damning is 10 times better character than they are.
Oh, that's absolutely the case, but I read the Russian news. They are arresting political dissidents, but you're right. It's one evil pointing out another evil. Dr. Roberts, go to the wall with us. Five more minutes on the other side. We're going to talk to Mike, Paul, and Michael. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls is cross. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
I have to say that I want to be an optimist, but every angle I look at shows rack and ruin. Even if the system falls apart like the old Soviet Union, the vestiges, and 10% of the college grads are in Homeland Security-related jobs. They're going to have a vested interest in finding people. It's just hell on earth. A few final calls for our guest, Dr. Roberts, whose new book is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, available in bookstores everywhere and at Amazon.com. Americans at Olympics cautioned. The State Department is advising Americans planning to attend the Olympic Games in Beijing to be careful and mindful that they could be under surveillance, AP. All hotel rooms and offices are considered to be the subject of on-site or remote technical monitoring at all times, the Department's Bureau of Consular Affairs advised. That's kind of like Satan warning someone about Beelzebub, Dr. Roberts.
Yeah, that's right. It's so funny. They're spied on all the time here, and now they're told, if you go to China, then you might be spied on. It's hilarious. Look, Alec, I'm looking at the BBC News, just flashed up, where General Petraeus, you know, the hired lackey in Iraq, the Cheney guy, he says Iran is behind the Green Zone attack. They're drumming the war beats for attacking Iran.
Just like they were behind the Gulf thing that turned out to be fake.
Yeah. You know, those.
Well,
those
I wanted to talk about that at the first of the show, but now we got to cram in two final calls, I promise. But in a nutshell, Cheney's over there trying to get them to attack, getting the Arabs lined up. More nuke subs just showed up. Do you see an attack happening?
I don't see any way around it. They're determined to do it. If they have to, they'll enact another 9/11 type event here in order to blame Iran. But they're going to get Iran if they possibly can. I don't know what's going to block them.
How do you think the guys in the Israeli intelligence and our intelligence and the compartmentalized groups that carried out 9/11, how do you think they ever, I know they're hardcore, but man, killing 3,000 of us for no, I mean, that's hardcore.
Well, so that we could get them, we'd have an excuse to attack them. Look, go read the shell game. Let's get on with the callers.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go ahead and but there's been some big attack in the Green Zone, and Petraeus says that Al CIA did it.
Now they're saying that Iran did it. You know, it was yesterday's attack, Easter. You know, when they dropped those rockets in there.
Sure, I was thinking they did a new one.
Nobody was hurt. Nobody, but you know, it doesn't make any sense that Iran would do it. I mean, it just points for.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Mike in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
All right, I just have a quick comment. I was reading the newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle and the Mercury News, and the city of Vallejo, California, is actually going to be bankrupt in April. They're completely out of money. They're they're actually going to start turning away a lot of city workers because they just don't have enough money.
They're going to still give health care to illegal aliens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But they're even saying like a bunch of police and firefighters are retiring, and they have to pay them their pensions. But the people that are already employed or that are still employed are going to be turned away. So there's going to be a lot of people.
All right, we're out of time, and I'm sorry to all the other callers. Dr. Roberts, as we go out, your comment on what he just said.
Well, maybe it'll spread to Washington. Then we'll be free.
Hey, listen. I want to get
bankrupt governments are always in our interest. Unless they, what they'll do, they'll steal all the private residents' pensions in order to pay off their own.
Yep, and they're going to burn the cops that serve them too. So there's a little bit of payback there. Hey, it's your master, not mine. Dr. Roberts, thanks for all the time.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Take care. Good having you on with us for almost 2 hours. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight on the network. The show restarts right now with financial news at Infowars.com. Go there for the streams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, freedom to fascism.
These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has